Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in Richmond. Appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 on the FM dial. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iTunes Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunein, whatever, I'm botching it. But we're available in so many ways. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. Join us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude's the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's Nikki Javala from the Washington Post. And Nikki, I realized it's been 2 years since Josh Harris became the owner of the team.
Yeah. It's been a heck of a 2 years.
It's flown by. Oh, my God.
Hey, Nikki, one thing Josh Harris needs to do, seriously, he's had this team for 2 years.
You're going to give him life advice here?
Yeah, he needs to expand. He needs to expand the media room in Ashburn, okay? That's the smallest media room in the NFL.
I second this fully.
I mean, it's ridiculous. What are they doing over there?
Smaller. I don't know. It gets smaller every year. We used to have the whole annex, and then they cut it in half. So the team content folks, they need space too, obviously. But, yeah, they cut it in half, and it kind of gets smaller and smaller. But I fully second that.
I mean, I was over there for – JP was there too. Over there for minicamp and Dan Quinn's, you know, daily presser. I mean, guys were tripping over camera wires. I mean, there was no seats for people. There was like 9-10 people standing in the back of the room. I mean, come on, Josh. Hook it up.
Yeah.
All right, so Nikki, so we have you on a couple things. I want to talk about McLaurin, but first let's just get this name change thing out of the way. Not that it matters. Our audience knows. I actually think they shouldn't have changed the name. I'm embarrassed by it, but they did. The money spoke. They pulled the advertising. We lost. We took the L on it. The idea that Josh, I don't even think Josh wants to put it back, to be honest with you, but the idea that the president can interject himself and force this, I think he's just talking trash. It's just the whole thing is nutty. I can't believe we're going through this. Do you think there's any world where the owners even want this to go back? Because I actually don't think they do.
At this point, no. I mean, and they said flat out they're not going back. I mean, it feels like the reason they changed it, I mean, unfortunately, it wasn't because it was, you know, perceived as racist, which is, it's a dictionary defined racial slur, the old name, but the reason they changed it was because of sponsorship money.
Yes.
It was purely a financial reason for why they changed it. Sponsors threatened to pull out if they didn't. Mayor Bowser threatened to not help them come back to D.C. if they did not change it. So, no, they've said flat out they're not going back to the former name. And they've, Josh Harris said, what, in February, that Commanders is here to stay. They had a really good season as Commanders. They're starting, in their mind, a new era. People have bought in. I mean, we did a poll in February, and I think around half of folks in D.C. actually like the name now, whereas, you know, most hated the name a couple years ago.
Nikki, do you sense frustration from Harris and the other owners that they weren't even the group that changed the name? That was under, you know, the Rivera and Snyder as he was going out era. Like, they just inherited the weird name, and now they're getting blowback about it. Like, they didn't even change it. They're just kind of like the victims of circumstance surrounding the name change.
I've never gotten the sense that they're frustrated by it. It's probably not the name they would have chosen, but it is a complicated process. I mean, all the names that I think so many people want, there are trademark issues. You can't just choose like Warriors or Red Wolves because you want it. You know, people have trademarks on these things. But I think they're ready to move on from the name debate for sure. They're trying to find ways of, like, honoring the past without, you know,
they're trying to appease
the
people.
Name controversy.
They're trying to thread the needle and appease the old school and the new school. This idea that the president's going to get involved in blocking, he's not. He's just talking trash. And I like the guy. I'm actually one of the few people in D.C. and Montgomery County that like him. But it doesn't matter. He's talking trash. He's not going to interject himself. I hate this whole thing, actually.
I mean, I've always found it weird that people feel they can weigh in on the name of a privately held company. I mean, it's like, that's their company. It's not a publicly owned company. I mean, they claim they're stewards of the city or whatever, but it's a privately owned company. They can name it whatever they want.
Where do you stand on the city council and all this stuff eventually getting the votes? Obviously, the deadline passed. I actually like that the city council is being financially responsible. I think that's smart.
Yeah. It's a complicated deal, and I think you have to be. This affects so many people in D.C., and it does take some time to vet. I think it'll get done by the end of July, personally, just, you know, the more I hear about it, and I think they are trying to expedite it, and I think if it does get done at the end of July, it puts them in good position. I think when you sort of, you think about it dragging on until like August, September, that's when it becomes crunch time, and you wonder if they'll lose out on some of these big events that they want to host in like 2030, 2031 with World Cups, Rugby World Cups, other events that are coming through. That could be a big first 3 years for the stadium if they can open in time. I mean, they could have, you know, Women's World Cup, Rugby World Cup. They could theoretically get a Super Bowl within the first 2 years of opening. Mm-hmm. So that could be big for them.
Nikki, have you ever... I don't know if this is something that you've particularly researched, like some of our local guys, like Rick Snyder has been, you know, studying this for years. Like the viability of Maryland, if they ever just got frustrated with timeline, forget about the other stuff. If they just got frustrated with timeline, is that financially a viable option at this point, or is that also just pretty much not a thing?
I mean, yeah, but they're not going back to Maryland. They own the stadium they're in. There's no lease. I know there's always been this misconception that there's a lease.
Yeah.
They own that place.
Yeah.
The only thing that was with regarding 2027 is there's some covenant that says they cannot leave before 2027.
Right.
But they can stay as long as they want. So, yeah, theoretically, they could stay there, but...
No, but I'm saying build a new one if they just got frustrated with D.C.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility, but, you know... Would they really?
You just don't think that's going to happen.
I don't. Yeah. I don't. I think that, I mean, because, I mean, they've claimed D.C. is a spiritual home of the team. It'd be very hard to walk this one back. I mean, this has been a long time. I know Monumental fell through, so there is a precedent, but it'd be hard to walk this one. And this is what they want. This is what the fans want. They know that. I think they keep it in their back pocket for leverage. I would be surprised if they ever go back there. And Virginia is different because they don't have a sports authority. So if they were to use, unless they privately funded the entire stadium, Virginia would have to, you know, go through a significant amount of legislation to be able to put in some public funding.
All right, give us some clarity here. I'm sure if you had it, you'd be writing all about it. On the McLaurin situation, of we understand the complication based on the age and their productivity. We all get it. Everyone understands they're kind of in a pickle. But of all people to pick a stand, that this is going to be the guy that we're going to be fiscally responsible and we're going to do the right. Like, it just, to me, that's the part that I'm stunned about. Sometimes as an owner in professional sports, you overpay people. And it works out for you, and sometimes it doesn't. I'm just stunned at this point that they're taking a stand with this guy who literally, on paper, by all accounts, seems like the perfect.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Perfect human.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing that really throws people is, like, he's everything you would want in, like, a team leader. He's great on the field, great off the field. I mean, he's good with everybody, good with media. He's, you know.
Just a good person.
He's like that
by all
perfect
accounts.
Ambassador for the team. I'm surprised it's dragged on this long, frankly. I still hold out hope that maybe it gets done this week, but we'll see. It doesn't sound like there's been much movement. But again, I think when we hear one side being very vocal and the other side not saying anything at all, you just have to remember that we're hearing one side of it. You know, what does no communication mean? Does that mean there's been no back and forth? Has one side presented an offer and the other side hasn't gotten back to them? Has it been, you know, no response to a counter? What does that mean exactly? And we haven't gotten clarity on that. And where it leads from here, I mean, I'm still not totally, I mean, I think Terry would probably hold out of training camp, but how long would that go? Because you think about, you know, the age does matter, you know, when has it ever worked out for a receiver to ever hold out for an entire season and be able to come back successfully?
No, he can't
no
do
matter
that.
The age.
He can't do that.
Nikki,
he can't do that.
He's not going to do
that. And then the longer you drag on, it just hurts him and the team, and Terry's never been about that.
No, he's going to have to do a hold-in and then eventually play.
Is that the move? Like, do you think he holds in so to avoid the 50K fine per day?
Yeah, that's probably the move, right? He's not going to do that. He's not going to get fined 50K.
He's not going to do that. Yeah. But would he hold out the first few days? It's hard to say without really... Maybe, but then do you lose leverage once he comes back, I guess. But yeah, it's a tough one. It's not, I would say it's not as clear cut as so many people think. I think there are complications with it, especially the fact that he still has another year left. His average on this deal is, what, 22.7, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there are some. They could definitely get it done. I think, like everybody, wish they had done it a month or two ago.
Is this the Belichick influence for AP starting in New England?
Maybe. I mean, like, I would say it's not just Belichick. I mean, they did it in San Francisco. They did it in Denver, too. I mean, they waited until the nth hour to give Von Miller his first max deal. And then, I mean, players sign before him and set new floors every time. So they end up paying more, which is,
mm-hmm.
you know. But the receiver market has exploded here. So it's like, it's different. But maybe that's an influence. But you also have other guys in the front office, like Sosna. And, I mean, he's re-upped guys early before. And they did re-up Sam Cosmi early.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Since you mentioned Von Miller, what did that signing signal to you?
I think it shows that not that there was really any doubt, but they're really trying to go for it this season. They have the oldest roster I've seen. I think they average, 30, 31 years old, among the new guys they brought on this offseason. But, you know, this is a guy who's a premier pass rusher, was in the prime of his career, and when he's healthy, he's still better than, I would say, 80-90% of most pass rushers. He's still got a get-off and a bend that is unlike any other. And I covered him for 6 years in Denver, and he's a freak athlete. He's just a freak athlete. The question now will always be his health, because he's 36 now. He's had some really significant injuries over the last 4 years or so. But he came on late last season. So if he can maintain that, he could be a big help to them, even as like a third down rusher, as a special down rusher. I mean, he could be a big boost to that line.
Any concern about him fitting into the locker room? Because last year so much was made about the culture and the brotherhood, yeah. and they seemed like last season they were very intentional about bringing in certain types of players, whether it was Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, Austin Eckler, veterans who were team leaders. Any concern there with Von Miller?
No, absolutely not. Von Miller is like that kid in high school who gets along with everybody, sort of like the athletic guys, the nerdy guys. He gets along with everybody. He has off-the-field baggage, though, no question. I mean, he has had some very significant issues. Mm-hmm. But when he's in the locker room, he's great. So I guess that's the thing they're banking on. You know, it does run counter to some of the things they've said in the past about getting the right character, but there are other players on the team that have that. But I think when Von is at the facility, he's the perfect guy. Like, he's great with everybody, great with media, great with players. Mm-hmm. He's like an overgrown kid.
Well, Nikki, there are a lot of question marks based on who they brought in the offseason. Even starting last year with Lattimore, okay? I think Lattimore's going to have a good year. Guy across the table from me, EB, doesn't. He thinks he's a fraud, but we'll see.
Well, I just think they got damaged goods.
Okay, you might be right, but I think he's going to be healthy, and I think he's going to play well. But in terms of this year, we just talked about Von Miller. Kinlaw, they bring Kinlaw in, question mark. Debo, question mark. I'm a big Debo guy. I think he's going to be good. We've already talked about McLaurin. You know, they traded a lot of capital to get guys like Tunsil and Lattimore, bringing in a couple of veteran DBs and Jonathan Jones and Will Harris. I mean, what's the biggest question in your eyes based on the guys they brought in?
I'd say the biggest question among specific players, to me, it's Kinlaw. I mean, I know his average value for like a starting D line is not that bad. What, 15 or so a year? It's not that bad, but he's never really lived up to the production that, you know, with his draft status. And Adam Peters knows him well. And they declined his fifth-year option in San Fran. I think you're still waiting to see him sort of live up to his potential. And maybe he could here. Maybe Quinn and Witt know the best way to use him on the line. But he's a more questionable one. I mean, I thought going into the offseason they would really look at, you know, a premier pass rusher, and they went more interior. But I also think you have to look at the past. I mean, this is a team that had four first-rounders on the defensive line mm-hmm. and couldn't do much of anything. So maybe, you know, having a couple bigger-name guys and, I guess, quote-unquote, role players is the better way to go. We'll see. But he's the one that I'm like, I don't know about that one. The others I could see. I mean, they're going for veterans. They want to surround Jaden with veterans. And when they traded for Marshawn, you got to remember that was when they were on that big run right before the trading deadline. So their timeline got a little expedited, and then they had that 3-game losing streak. But he's another, and I think that's a risk you run with signing a lot of older guys is. Some will be able to stay healthy and they look great and that veteran experience is huge for them. Some will deal with injuries and that's really tough. And if a lot of them deal with injuries, that's really tough. But this does seem to be a place where Quinn is very cognizant of where a lot of his guys are at. And he's built in some more off days for veterans. He's built in recovery periods throughout the day for every player. And it seemed to really help them. Mm-hmm. Last season. I know Zach Ertz has talked about it a lot.
So what time will you be out there? Are you out there now or tomorrow the first day?
We're out there later today for just like a walkthrough of the training camp setup.
Okay.
And then, Wednesday is the first day of practice. And that's like starts at 9. I'll be out there like 8-ish.
You'll be out there early. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. And we'll talk to you here in the next couple of weeks to give us updates.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Nikki. Appreciate it.
Yep, appreciate
you, Nikki. That's Nikki Javala from the Washington Post. We'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.